This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 20th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Today marks the 20th anniversary of Neil Armstrong's first steps on the surface of the moon. NASA is commemorating the event with a release of newly restored video of the live television broadcast. The initial video release is part of a larger, ongoing Apollo 11 moonwalk restoration project. It features 15 key moments from the historic lunar excursion of Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Lowry Digital of Burbank, California, which specializes in restoring aging Hollywood films and video, got the NASA contract to work from videotapes provided by NASA and CBS, and kinescopes found stored in a vault for 36 years, and to use the company's proprietary software technology and other restoration techniques to produce clean digital video. The National Transportation Safety Board has released some details on and two photos of that section of the Southwest Boeing 737 fuselage that failed a week ago today, causing a loss of cabin pressure. The plane was 30 minutes into a flight from Nashville to Baltimore when passengers said they heard a loud pop and oxygen masks were released. The pilot made an emergency landing at Yeager Airport in Charleston, West Virginia. NTSB says the section that failed is about 8 by 17 inches. Acting Board Chairman Mark Rossanker says a visual inspection reveals no significant corrosion or obvious pre-existing mechanical damage. A detailed metallurgical examination will be conducted. The incident prompted a fleet-wide inspection by Southwest, which flies only Boeing 737s of varying vintages. The incident plane is being repaired at Yeager Airport. If you've heard that Virgin Galactic's mothership Eve is coming to Oshkosh, maybe you've dreamed about the day you might catch a ride. Well, if you're Sir Richard Branson, it's no dream, and next Tuesday is the day. Branson, who heads Virgin Galactic, will reportedly get his first flight during her venture. The Monday arrival will be the ship's first appearance before the general public. Branson's flight is scheduled for Tuesday, the 28th, and demo flights will be conducted throughout the week. The Pentagon says cracks have been discovered in the control systems of two F/A-18 Hornets involved in the U.S. Navy's Service Life Extension Program. The discovery prompted a quick inspection of 622 aircraft last week. Stars and Stripes reports that Navy officials say the cracks were found on horizontal stabilizer actuator support fittings and could affect control of the aircraft if they failed. Both planes with cracks were found to be missing a fastener, which may have resulted in increased stress on the support fittings. The affected planes were not grounded, but were ordered to undergo maintenance within 25 flight hours. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. An AirTran pilot is hauled off in handcuffs. Boeing gets a welcome order for more 737s. And remembering the man who brought the Apollo 11 mission into our living rooms. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves recalls a flight review gone wrong and offers a quick bit of advice for anybody flying into Oshkosh this week. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.